is in bloom, the PIA transmissions will resume. Now try to push drugs to keep us all dumb down and hope that we will never see the truth around. Another promise, another scene, another a package like to keep us trapped in greed. All a green belts wrapped around our minds, an endless red tape to keep the truth confined.
This is Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone, host Lieutenant Eric Schein. I'm a graduate of Kings Point, the United States Merchant Marine Academy in New York at Kings Point. Gets its name from, or its nickname, just like West Point, from the area that it's in. It is a fellow military service academy to West Point, Annapolis, the Air Force Academy as well. And it is a fellow federal service academy, although Kings Point is a military academy, as the three aforementioned academies, West Point, Air Force Academy, and who am I leaving out there? Annapolis. But the Coast Guard Academy is a police academy. It's a civil service, a federal civil service academy that's now, since 2003, been converted into a military academy and a military branch of service, not one in the Department of Defense, but one in Homeland Security. And I'm going to have on tonight Madison Rupert, and I'm hopefully I'm not butchering his name. I believe that's how you pronounce it.
You got it.
I got that on. Yeah, okay, cool. I got that on good, I guess, I want to say reference or whatever, from Dave Hodges from a program before mine on Sundays. He's had Madison on, and Madison is the editor of endthelie.com. And I'm going to bring him on after the break, let him say a few things, introduce himself. And but the one thing I want to talk about is he's had a couple articles out there. One is on S-1867, and I believe it was House HR. It was either 1257 or 1253. There's actually a couple different bill numbers that I've seen it. The most common I think I've seen is 1867. But it's a rider to the, or that is the Defense Authorization Act, which is for funding for the military for next year. And it was done as a rider on there about military detention and turning our military, or allowing our military to detain Americans here in the United States without charge, without trial, till the end of quote-unquote terrorism or hostilities. We'll be right back with Madison Rupert right after this commercial break. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone, and your favorite music. News.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlo. Non-prescription ColonFlo is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlo works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlo is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Transmissions will resume. I'll try to push, try to keep us all down, down, and hope that we will never see the truth around. Another promise, another
damn, that's good music. It always makes me think of that V for Vendetta mask. I don't know why. Or blowing up, can I say that on the air? Blowing up Parliament. No, can't say that. Well, it's in the movie. I mean, come on. It makes me think of the movie, V for Vendetta, and what happened in the movie when, I think, what is his name, Guy Fawkes or whatever. Anyways, moving on peacefully, of course, to my guest, Madison Rupert. Madison, welcome to the show. Madison. Mr. Rupert. Hello. Madison.
I'm here.
Go ahead, speak.
I'm speaking.
All right. Well, one of the reasons, you know, and I've seen some of your work, you're the editor of InTheLie.com, but I think you had an article on, there was a couple different ones that caught my eye, and I tracked you down and then was going to have you on last week, and had some technical difficulties with that, and I guess Hodges had you on his program. But the one thing I wanted to talk about was S-1867, the Senate bill, and then you were saying you corrected me on the number for the House bill?
Yes, it's H.R. 1540, and it passed on May 26th with a 322-96 vote, another massive majority, veto majority.
Wow. And yeah, you know what's scary is that, you know, what we I hate to get biblical, but, you know, what we do unto others, we do unto ourselves. To a large extent, many of the things that we've been carrying on overseas, we are bringing home. And as we develop them overseas, I mean, even many of the non-lethal tactics that are being developed overseas for crowd control or you know, to protect our forces, you know, force protection and more, are coming home and being handed over by the military-industrial complex to police departments to use for crowd control here at home.
Yeah, exactly. The LRAD sound cannon is a great example of that. You know, they used it to disperse crowds in Afghanistan and Iraq. And they were trying to use the microwave gun, which was very similar, except it microwaved people. But I guess that was a little bit too untenable. But the LRAD still, it bursts eardrums and can make people go deaf and all kinds of horrible stuff. But you were talking about the militarization of the Coast Guard during the break, and it's very sad, and it's happening to police as well. And it's never official. It's just, in the Coast Guard's case, it's official, but with police departments, they just do it through grants from Homeland Security and, you know, these tanks and all kinds of ridiculous weaponry and stuff that no police department actually needs.
Yeah, but with the Coast Guard, it's really not official because there is no law that can take a civil service, convert it into a branch of military, independent of the Department of Defense, that is, basically, because the Coast Guard, the only time that it normally comes under the military or under military law like Title 10, Uniform Code of Military Justice, UCMJ, is when personnel from the Coast Guard as civil servants are asked to volunteer and they are moved into the Navy. They are paid by the Navy. They come under the command and control and authority of the Navy, and they are Department of Defense personnel in the Navy at that point until they are released by orders, executive orders, back into the civil service of the Coast Guard. They never take the, and this has been, going back to World War II, if not before, and part of the problems with the creation or the conversion of our Department of War into a Department of Defense after World War II was because of what the Coast Guard had done. They actually had to subsume and assume and move the Coast Guard into the Department of War before the end of the war and then kick it out under Title 14 under civil service law, which is Title 5, the APA, Administrative Procedure Act. But since they played this game where the Coast Guard is trained on Title 10 UCMJ, in the event that they're moved into the Navy, because basically they need like small boat handlers in Iraq or Vietnam or, wherever the military or the Navy may be operating, they'll, on a surge contingency, move personnel from the Coast Guard into the Navy. They've never turned the Coast Guard into an independent, standalone branch of military that's not in the Department of Defense, but in Homeland Security instead. And to me, that should be like a big alarm bell, because I've been screaming about this since 2003 or thereabouts when they did it, and I've been confronting it head on and been forced to. They actually had me in a military tribunal where I was defending myself as an alleged civilian against JAG Coast Guard counsel. I mean, how does that not go right to the issue of I want to say 1867.
Yeah,
and 1540, right?
Yes.
But how does that not go right to that issue? Because it does go to posse comitatus, which is one of the issues in my own proceedings, and is the core issue of like S-1867 and 1540. But 1540 and 1867 are actually worse, because I've been in some kind of weird, bizarro land trial, military trial, where I've been without counsel, up against military counsel. The judge is, or administrative law judge, is a lieutenant commander in the Coast Guard, retired or otherwise, it doesn't matter, is still conflicted. And the Coast Guard sits in all roles. It's the injured party, it's the complainant, it's the investigating party, I'm trying to think of the term for the summoning party, like a police officer passing or issuing a summons. They're the investigating party, the prosecuting party, the judge, the jury, and it's all what is now considered a branch of military. How does that not go directly to 1867 and 1540?
Well, it does, except one difference is that you actually got to have a trial, kangaroo court though it may be.
Right.
Under 1867, they have no obligation to bring forth charges at any point during your detention.
Well, they did say in my own proceedings that I did not have the right to arraignment. I did not have the right to plead to charges. The administrative law judge, Lieutenant Commander of the Coast Guard, even said that. It's on the record. That's why I've been trying to get people to wake up to, you know, see, they're doing like what they did in Germany. And I've tried to point that out to people, is they broke the law first in Germany, and then they came in and legislated it to where it was okay to do it after the fact, which in our system is unlawful because our Constitution forbids ex post facto legislation.
Yeah, well, 1867 is just an assault on the Constitution on all fronts, essentially. And the absurdity of the mainstream media and, you know, people like Senator Graham and Levin and McCain who are supporting this legislation in claiming that the clause that says that they're not required to put you through the military system if you're a United States citizen somehow translates to they are prohibited from doing it, which is demonstrably untrue. I mean, the way that legislation is written, they don't just throw together the language willy-nilly, you know, and then deal with it later. They think about these things in advance, and the reason why it says they're not required to is because that means that they can. There's absolutely nothing stopping them from doing it to American citizens.
And, right, they're saying it's not mandatory, but go ahead.
Exactly. And 1031, which is the detention clause, which says that they can ship you to any foreign country or hand you over to any foreign entity. I mean, literally, and this applies to U.S. citizens. There's no mention of citizens whatsoever in that entire section. And interestingly enough, I found out early this morning when I was on Govern America with Darren, they actually removed Section 1031 from the table of contents on the Library of Congress website. And you actually have to go to the government printing office and find the PDF and then search for 1031 manually there. So it's pretty apparent that for some reason they don't want people reading 1031 and they want them reading 1032. And then reading that, you know, the subsection that says, well, they're not required to do this. And then hopefully they'll believe, you know, Senator Lindsey Graham and others who are saying, well, that means they won't do it.
Well, you saw the, I think it was Levin on the House of his senator, right? Where he actually was saying it's already in the law. And he was like quoting part of Hamdi or Hamdan or one of the Supreme Court cases of the terrorists, and basically saying, look, it's already the law. Supreme Court's already spoken.
Yeah, exactly. And it's the same case with the Padilla case. You know, he's never had any real evidence brought forth against him. They keep shifting the goalposts.
They fried his brain through sensory deprivation.
Yeah, and under this, under 1867, the fact that they can hand you over to any foreign entity is explicitly saying that torture is allowed.
Right. Condoned, in fact. Not just allowed, but, I mean, we've legislated it. This isn't just like, you know, CIA policy behind the doors in an extreme situation and somebody's going to go to jail if they do it, if they're caught. This is like condoning it out in the open.
Exactly.
We'll be right back. We're going to a commercial break. We're speaking with Madison Rupert. Go to endthelie.com. He is the editor. We'll be right back.
It's the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Another promise, another scene, another a package like to keep this trapped in greed. All a green belts wrapped around our minds, an endless red tape to keep the truth confined.
Rise up and take this power back. I'm just reciting the lyrics, man. It is time, though. We got some serious business going on in our country. And, we got some real nut jobs. I don't know what else to call them in Congress who are passing legislation like this. Like, how could they? It's bad enough to think, and this is why we have to be extra careful, because, and I bring up, and I've talked about the issue of, like, the anchor baby. If anybody doesn't know, that's like a woman coming into the United States who's not an American citizen having a baby here to try to establish citizenship. And it's referred to oftentimes, not by me, I didn't come up with the term, as an anchor baby, as a way to anchor and secure your rights or get a foot in the door, so to speak. The issue with that, and people have been saying, you know, we need to take the rights away from anchor babies because they're not legitimate, they're not real citizens, et cetera, et cetera. At some point, people don't think it through and realize that, look, if you can take the rights away from this defenseless baby whose parents can't even speak for this kid themselves because a lot of times they don't speak English or aren't well educated. They have a hard time even getting lawyer resources to defend themselves. So the kid obviously can't speak for himself. But at some point, if we take the rights away, and they're doing this now, I just saw something that just got passed by a judge about taking the rights of citizenship away, and I think they're trying to pass legislation on that, from natural-born citizens to where you can, your inalienable or unalienable rights can be stripped of you by a court to make you a non-citizen so that you can, and this goes even into the expatriation. Oh, it was something about expatriation. I don't know if you saw that, Madison.
Continue. I'm not sure.
There was something out there. It was about in the act, and I don't know if this was, I think it was at the federal level, but it might have been state, to where they had actually passed to where they could, it had something in the act actually called expatriation, to where they could, you know, strip you of your citizenship. And it's kind of like, I don't, you know where they, what they would do or where they would send you. But I guess the one point that I go to or bring up is that they're taking pieces of legislation, pieces of case precedents, a little bit from over here, a little bit from over here. It's similar to what they did with the Homeland Security Act. I mean, the Homeland Security Act was more periods replacing commas and commas replacing periods and colons replacing commas and grammatical changes to so many other laws that weren't really spelled out other than saying, take this phrase and remove it, put this phrase in, take this comma, and to actually go through and try to figure out what was done, I mean, you'd need 100, if not several hundred personnel to do it, and it would take 6 months to go through and really see how our laws have changed under just the Homeland Security Act, let alone the Patriot Acts, and even this new law that's coming out right now.
Exactly. It's designed so no single person can actually sit there and analyze it and go over it all before it's passed. I mean, it's impossible.
Well, it's not even coming from Congress. They're not even deliberating on this, debating on it, coming up with the best solution. It's being handed to them, mostly by lobbyists or lobbyist firms, K Street and more, to where they're just basically nodding their heads. And like, even this, how can this type of unconstitutional changes to the Constitution that I don't even think could be carried out by amendment be tacked on to an important piece of legislation like the Defense Authorization Act that funds the military for next year? How can these senators and congresspersons, I mean, look at the overwhelming number of senators and congresspersons who gave a nod to this type of legislation.
Oh, yeah, only seven voted against it. And that's what's really scary is, you know, people are saying, well, Obama's going to veto it. Well, he never said he would veto it. His lawyers said in an official statement that they might recommend a veto. I mean, that's...
Yeah, but how many times has Obama said something and not done it? Or
well,
not
exactly.
Followed through, or like even on the issue of having I'm trying to think of the proper term for it, but a not-for-profit public option paid for by your taxes for health care rather than having everything privatized. He was silent on that whole issue completely. We can't hear you over the music. When we come back, I'll throw it back to you, Madison. And we're going to break. 800.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Before the break, though, if Madison got cut off by the music, I want to let him finish his thought. And then if you want to, you can go into a couple of things that we were talking about off air in the break.
On the fact that, you know, Obamacare is not universal health care, some, you know, utopian, wonderful thing where everyone gets adequate health care. It's
well, no, what, before you go to that, was you mentioned, or we mentioned about Obama vetoing the bill or the act. I mean, the chances of him, you know, vetoing the Defense Authorization Act, in my mind, are slim and none. Even if he does, like you pointed out, they've got a majority and can override it, override his veto. So it would be symbolic, and that was my whole thing with Udall and Feinstein coming out with some of these amendments. It was to make them look as, you know, like Shakespeare said, methink thee doth protest too much.
Yes, and the Udall Amendment, actually, some people pointed out that the ACLU and the Udall Amendment, you know, they were promoting that, was kind of a sham. It was kind of a runaround using tricky language.
I almost went in to support it. But then, and I was very apprehensive because of Udall, and I know the family, the King Udall family. They're a big power broker family, just like the Bush, Davis, Walker family, and I don't trust them because of their history.
For good reason. Speaking of families, something really interesting is that, you know, Nick Begich, the guy who speaks a lot about heart. Yeah, his brother voted for it, and his brother's actually was chosen to be on the committee to reconcile the H.R. 1540 and the S. 1867. And not a single person in that list voted against it, obviously. And most of them were people who were rabidly pro 1867, like Levin, Lieberman, Udall, Begich, you know, and so forth, McCain, Inhofe.
Where do these people come from? I mean, where do they get educated? How do they think that stripping other people of the constitutional protections that we're not only supposed, that are enshrined within our Constitution, that are seen as God-given, something that you cannot take away from a human being, that's supposed to be not just for our country as the beacon on the hill, but it's something that we're supposed to be extending ourselves because we're so strong, so smart, so well-protected and well-provisioned ourselves that we can afford to give, and as an example, you know, living by example, afford that very same protection to anyone else that we come into contact with.
Well, exactly. There's an aspect of international relations called soft power, and that's the idea that the United States used to be able to get people to agree with us and go along with us just because we presented such a good example for the world. That's, you know, we soft power in that you don't have to hold a gun to someone's head if you say, look, we're the most free country in the world. You know, we're promoting human rights all over the world. We're, you know, protecting people, all this kind of stuff. You know, don't you want to follow us? Aren't we a good example? But we've lost that. I mean, we lost it a really long time ago, I'd say, with Vietnam. It kind of went down from there. But then with the invasion of Iraq, I mean, we just lost all soft power that we had at all.
Well,
we're no longer an example. We're a warning to the rest of the world. You know, what happens when the supposedly counterterrorism apparatus gets turned back on the people, which is what we're seeing right now.
Well, it is. And I mean, that was the design. And I've been saying, I mean, why would you take something like the Coast Guard and take it and move it from the Department of Transportation, create this new Department of Homeland Security, do it by an executive order, 13228, and I point to those, you know, central numbers in that executive order put passed by Bush, G.W. Bush, G.W. 2.
322? Yeah.
Skull and Bones, right? You know, the lodge that both him and Kerry were are members of. And they still are because it's a lifetime membership. You don't, like, you never, it's like the mafia. You don't leave the mafia. You don't leave Skull and Bones either.
Yeah, well, any of those blood oaths are, you know, for life, Freemasonry included. But one thing about, you know, just touching upon the number things, a lot of people like to, you know, say, oh, that's, you know, crazy conspiracy theory territory. But when you just look at how much it's used, it's impossible. I mean, either they're doing it just as a giant practical joke to mess with people who are researching this kind of stuff, or it's real. You know, it's either
one. But either way, it's sinister. It's very sick and twisted. And whether you're doing it as a joke to screw with people and anybody who would look into this or not, or you're doing it as a legitimate, like, pissing on your, you know, territory, so to speak, or marking your territory, either way, it's sick and twisted.
Exactly. I mean, and it just, especially the New World Order terminology, it's been around for so long. I mean, I know Woodrow Wilson.
There was a book to that effect called The New World Order.
Yes, I believe it was by H.G. Wells,
right.
Yes. But, I mean, it goes back a really long time with American leaders talking about the need for a new world order. And it's always, every single time, been about global governance. So when people act like the new world order as a concept is a conspiracy theory, I can't do anything but laugh. I mean, it just shows
how
easily brainwashed
history.
Yes, exactly. And, I mean, you know, someone could sit there and listen to someone say, you know, listen to the clips of George Bush Sr. saying, you know, oh, we got a real chance at this new world order, you know, and they're like, oh, well, that's something different. Oh, that's something different. Oh, Henry Kissinger talking about a new world order. That's something different.
But again, Kissinger was knighted by the Queen of England. Kissinger was born in Bavaria. Adam Weishaupt came from, was it Bavaria or Austria? I think it was Bavaria, wasn't it?
I believe it is Bavaria. I mean, it's the Bavarian Illuminati, so I would assume so.
Which is Germany. It's like, you know, World War One, World War Two. Gee, okay, Germany. Cold War, that was centered on Germany. Look what's happened to Russia on the other side, the Soviet Union. Now look what's happened to the United States. As Germany is becoming the preeminent power, economic and otherwise, in Europe, where things like the Hadron Collider, which is like the Hubble telescope or way beyond, is the only one of that magnitude in the world in CERN, Switzerland, and the one here in the United States was shut down by some Germans, George W. Bush.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of people don't realize is, you know, the whole Operation Paperclip, how that founded, you know, what is regarded as a lot of the most important American institutions like NASA.
But that was also run through the Holy Roman Catholic Church that has set up so many empires around the world. And look who is the Pope now, a German.
Yes, and, you know, earlier this year they openly called for a world government. I mean, in no uncertain terms whatsoever.
We've not had a German pope in 1,000 years. We had one about 500-600 years ago, and it was for like 1 or 2 years, and then he was removed. But let me, real quick, Madison, we're on a bunch of different topics here. I want to really focus on the issue of military tribunals because that's what I'm enduring myself, and I can tell you they've lied, cheated, stolen. They've even said that I said that evil spirits possess me at times, and I've never said that. Unless you want to include the evil spirits of the Coast Guard personnel who have passed on, that have somehow been behind in setting all this up. And I'm joking, of course. But let me go to Tom in Wisconsin. Tom, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Eric. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Oh, we got Madison Rupert on the line as our guest.
Well, last weekend, we were talking basically about this whole system as it's been set up. And, you know, there's a lot of layers to this reality. And as I learn every day...
But it goes to, like, Allegory of the Cave from Plato from 2,500 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. It's every day. I mean, I dive into this every single day because there is nothing else. And you know, unfortunately
what
you're
going... Yeah, there's
nothing left. No, but there's nothing... Well, that's because it's all a con. It's a fraud.
Well, it's infested everything.
Yes, yes. And unfortunately, what you're going through is just a microcosm of what all of us are going through on different levels.
Yeah, except for me, it's a macrocosm. And I'm like, I don't understand how people aren't disturbed and I can't get any help or support from some real, like, constitutional lawyers. And I mean, I've gone to people. And all they do is they only represent institutions, corporations, universities, large establishments, unions, whatever. But they will not protect the individual rights, the constitutional rights and protections of an individual.
The ACLU is very guilty of that. They refused. They claim they didn't have the resources to come to the aid of a lawyer who is bringing corruption charges against a bunch of people in Southern California in the so-called justice system. And he was locked up for, I believe it was 18 months without a single charge against him and without being able to see a lawyer. And, you know, this is outside of 1867 or any law. So, I mean, like you said, you know, there is already the case law precedence of them doing this. And now 1867 is just an effort to explicitly codify it so they can point to it and say, you have no defense. It's here in law.
Well, and they used to do this in L.A. They called it Code 20, and they'd put you in a mental ward if you spoke up or you were a dissident or if you were a woman and you were on your period and you had some kind of, like, I'm not trying to be gross or blunt or whatever, but some women, there's a disease, and I don't know what it is, but they... when, you know, on their monthly cycle, they have it much worse than others, and they used to call it hysteria. And they would actually put women instead of like figuring out what's going on and treating it as a medical issue, they would detain them and put them in a mental ward. And even their own husbands could actually get them incarcerated in a mental ward. I mean, that's insane.
Yeah, I believe it's PMDD that you're thinking of.
Right. But that's what we used to do. And we, you know, I mean, go back to witchcraft and Salem and whatever. They actually, in my situation, they charged me with being depressed. And a branch of military that I'm not in has prosecuted me aggressively for that. There's no difference in going after somebody and saying you're too tall, you're too short, you've got some kind of genetic defect or, you know, whatever, and we're going to prove it and make sure that you can't work or get health insurance or anything else. But I wanted to go to, because you brought up the issue of, well, we talked about it with Homeland Security Executive Order 13228, that created Homeland Security by executive order, not by an act of Congress. In my own proceedings, they used to call it Code 20 in L.A., and you can go to the movie The Changeling with Angelina Jolie. They actually, it's, you know, based around the whole thing or that whole issue. But now they call it 5150. That's the actual code for it. These guys prosecuted me aggressively in a federal fusion center in Long Beach, California, in room 5150. They're marking their territory. That's the kind of games these guys play.
5150, all they have to do is declare that they believe that you're a threat to yourself or others, and it's a mandatory 72-hour hold.
Threat to public safety.
Hey, guys, this is just like on a smaller level for people like me that aren't as much of a target as somebody like Eric, who
is actually serving the system.
But it's the position that you're in, Eric. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
And ultimately, it's like getting a disorderly conduct ticket. How do you go to court and fight a disorderly conduct ticket? It's basically the government. You can't. No. It's how do you prove a negative? How do you disprove a negative?
They actually said that to me in the proceedings. Somebody in the Department of Transportation, the Inspector General's office, told me, "How are you going to disprove it?" And I'm like, what?
Exactly. And this just comes to a head. And this is the head.
No one should be able to be prosecuted and proven medically, mentally incompetent unless you're given a jury trial. And I'm not talking a petite jury, six members. I'm talking a full jury, 12 members with actual charges, and you're provided counsel of your own choosing funded by the state. And it should be only the state that should do it, not the federal government.
And that's the real danger of military tribunals, is that they can assign you a uniformed military officer as your public defender, which is
I'm begging for counsel right now from the Ninth Circuit, and I'm afraid of doing that because at some point I can't defend myself or present myself in these issues of posse comitatus and more effectively to the Ninth Circuit, because it's like a whole – it's a circus. They've taken – 8 years, 10 years of prosecuting me, and pared it all down into 20 pages, double space. And I'm like, where do I start?
Wow, yeah, and what's really ridiculous is that, you know, okay, say they appoint you a uniformed military officer as
somebody like a pro bono, they have control over it. The state has absolute control over it.
Yes, and the lawyer could declare you, I mean, the lawyer could essentially stab you in the back and declare you mentally incompetent to stand trial.
Right. But that's on the issue of whether I'm medically, mentally incompetent, because that's what the charges were. So it's like, wait, we're going to, without even a jury trial, a jury of your peers, and this is a central issue because it's not just about me. This is bigger. This is going on in the states. There's a lot of corrupt probate courts. A lot of people are taking their parents' property, and we're right at the end of the baby boomers where a lot of people are dying off. There's a guy that was called Mr. Ferrari. I think this was in California. He worked in the probate section or, you know, wills and testaments and more, to where he was actually taking people's estates, writing in his own name as the beneficiary of the estate because people didn't have, like, anybody to leave it to. His fellow workers were like, you know, where are you getting this money? And he's basically saying, well, a deceased uncle, and it wasn't his uncle, it was somebody else's uncle. And he actually literally had built a garage. He had three or four Ferraris. Finally, they caught the guy, figured out what he was doing, and he went to jail and prosecute him. But this went on for over 10, 15 years. And this is one guy. Look what just happened in Penn State with Sandusky and these guys. Look how many people were compliant and did not say a thing or say enough in what happened in that issue in Penn State. Guys, hold on. We'll go to break right after this. And if you want, Madison, I want to have you on tomorrow night if you can swing it. And Tom, call in tomorrow, call in early, and we'll go to break. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. Speaking with Madison Rupert and Tom in Wisconsin. We'll be right back after this break.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love is a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation.
A lot of times against the patient's consent to this day. You know, under 5150, if they say you're mentally incompetent, they can force certain treatments on you, electroshock therapy being one of them.
Well, they even had that in Royal Pains. It's a TV series on USA or one of the networks or whatever.
Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? If yes, we want to introduce you to the new ProPure stainless steel water purification system. ProPure systems available in two sizes are economical, convenient, easy to use, and provide reliable water purification just about anywhere. ProPure systems come with the latest water filter technology. The ProBlack D-domed water filter elements are the result of years of research, design, and development, and are good up to 3,000 gallons each before replacement. Easy to clean, trouble-free. The ProBlack D water filter elements may be the best yet. Concerned about fluoride in your water? ProPure offers add-on fluoride filters. ProPure water purification systems. Easy to assemble and are backed with free technical support and a 2-year warranty. Visit us at www.propureusa.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com. And check out our holiday special or call 1-800-544-3533 for a dealer near you. 1-800-544-3533.
You to support our sponsors, but in the commercial break, we having a good conversation going on. I want to throw it back to Madison. We're down to the wire here. And, Tom, real quick, you got another comment before we I throw it back to Madison? You still there, Tom? Tom. All right, Tom fell off. Go ahead, Madison. Throw your website. I want to have you back on tomorrow. Hopefully it'll work out. Maybe you can pump up the issues. Like, you know, because even in my own, not only is Posse Comitatus a central issue, the psychiatry issue to where they could forcibly, they're forcibly using a branch of military to diagnose me. They're using military personnel of a branch of military I'm not in to have me diagnosed. Okay, Tom's still there. Tom, did you have something real quick?
Yeah, I just wanted to add, everybody that's listening needs to keep this in mind. We're not even under the original de jure constitution that the founders that signed the Declaration of Independence created. We're under the war of aggression of the North against the South, the Abraham Lincoln Constitution. And so, unfortunately, Eric, we're all considered chattel property of the state. And the states are all basically corporations, subsidiaries of the federal government. And this is something that we have to understand, that the minute you walk across that floodgate, the court considers you dead in the law. And I'm sorry to say that to you, but that's the case. And that's why none of these lawyers will stand up.
There's also been very good case law, like Reed versus Cover, ones I point to from 1957, where people have, because this whole thing, whether it's Occupy LA or Occupy New York or Occupy Amsterdam or whatever, this is on all fronts. We are under attack on all fronts, the people. So we need to stand up and be counted and back up the people like myself, Madison, and others. You know, I don't know what you're going through personally as well, but people need to really start chipping in and lend a hand and realize that we all are our brother's keeper and our sister's keeper as well. And that, you know, but for the grace of God, there go I. And that at some point we live in a common law system that under common law, whatever they do to me, they can then use against you. With that, thanks, Tom. Tom, call in tomorrow earlier in the show. We're going to carry over, hopefully have Madison on tomorrow night if all works out well technically. Madison, back to you. Pump up your website, and hopefully we'll speak tomorrow.
Yeah, my website is endthelie.com, endthelie.com, and people can email me. I try to respond to all the emails. I'm pretty good with that. My email is admin@endthelie.com, or you can really throw any random letters in front of @endthelie.com, and it'll make its way over to me.
Well, you also had a couple articles. Did you have the titles of those? Those are on your website too, right?
Yes. The most recent one that goes over the Senate vote and how, you know, they can use ideological opposition as grounds to call you a terrorist or supporting terrorism. It's the entire United States is now a war zone.
Well, they tried to connect me to Timothy McVeigh. I'm not a terrorist. I haven't done anything. And they're using a branch of military against me already. They've been doing it for 8 years. So if you don't think this can and will be done to you, you know, you haven't been paying attention to what's going on. Madison, tomorrow night, thank you. Look forward to it. Thanks for tonight's show. Real good show. Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Manny. Thanks, RBN listeners. Talk to you tomorrow night. We'll be back.
Gold.